Maybe a few weeks ago you happened to hear this at Rochelle and I did an Ancestry.com, and we found out that while your father's side of the family, your supposed biological father's whole side of the family is French-Canadian,
yes,
you have absolutely positive zero goose egg French-Canadian in you at all.
Yeah.
So it led us to believe what you've believed for a while, that maybe there's more to the story than we know. So anyhow, you do have a whole side of the family that is your father's family, so you knew to be your father's family.
Yes.
And we haven't really dug in to find out the whole story there. But anyway, there's a family reunion going on, and his family also has nothing to do with him, wants to pretend that there's no relation there. I guess there is for those people. There might not actually be for you, but they've invited you to a family reunion this summer.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's very nice, and he won't be there.
No, none of them talked to him for good reason.
So you're considering going to this, I assume?
I am considering going. I mean, they're still my family, even if for whatever reason.
People you know and care about, sure.
Yes, if it wasn't blood, which I don't know. I've grown up with them as my family, so they're my family, and I haven't seen quite a few of them for a long time, because I think as you get older, the only time you ever really see family are weddings and funerals.
Yeah.
And we haven't had one of those in quite a while. So I am definitely considering going. I don't know if it's going to be awkward. I don't know. I feel weird going.
I think it's kind of like a high school reunion, which is enough time passes. What do you really have to talk about with these people? You know, you're going to be going around and telling everybody the same thing again. Yeah.
I know.
I do a radio show. Yep. The kids are getting big.
Well, and the other thing is I'm friends with all of them on social media. So
you
feel
are kind
like,
of on top of what they're up to.
Right. Everybody kind of knows that. I know where their kid's going to college and what they're doing and where they work. So are we just getting together to eat or what?
It is a free meal.
It is a free meal. It is. And my brother, who has never really been close to any of them, is asking me a ton of questions because he's my half brother.
Right.
And so he doesn't know any of them because none of them have ever associated with his dad, my dad.
Right.
And so
maybe.
And so he's asking me all these questions and I'm trying to fill him in. He's like, well, I think I should probably go. So if he goes, I have to go because he doesn't know anybody.
Oh, this is good because, you know, part of the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm not obligated to go, right? Because I don't want to do this. I don't know anybody.
This is why I feel kind of awkward because
everybody wants me to come because nobody's met me.
Nobody's met me.
Let's keep it that way. Let's have people start wondering if you're just making me up, like I'm your imaginary person. That's fine. What do we care?
I just, really?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Come on.
You walk your brother around and make him the, he'll be the star attraction for the day.
But his girlfriend's going to go if we go, so I'm going to be third wheeling with him? No,
you're
going to
be introducing, you're saying, this is my brother, and he can say, and this is my girlfriend, and you'll be fine. And look at that.
Then and where's your husband?
There's all three of you having conversation, and then... Yeah, that's it. Then you go have another hot dog. It'd be great. I think this is a fantastic
plan.
You really won't
come with me?
I didn't say I won't, but do I want to? No.
Okay.
I don't need to. You know what I don't need in my life at this age? New people.
But it's my family.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it's my family.
This is like a Maury Povich special investigation. Rochelle goes back to her family reunion. Perhaps. Possibly.
Am I wrong here, Joe? Well, what do I want to do? What am I doing at a family reunion? Come on.
It's a lot of work to go through if indeed they're not family.
Yeah,
but even if they're not blood, I've grown up with these people my entire life. They're still my family. And
okay. Well, then, yeah, Robbie, go. You got to go.
No, I think she should go, and I think she should bring her brother, her half-brother. Who's her brother?
But if the brother's girlfriend's going to be there, it's going to be awkward.
No,
people are going to start wondering about you. Why aren't you there?
But good. They should wonder, because you know exactly why I'm not there. I am the curiosity people think I am. I want to be a recluse like... Howard, what's his face there? Howard Hughes. Yeah, I was going to say Howard Hoffman, but that's a different guy.
Different guy. Completely different guy.
Yeah, I got all the curtains drawn. I'm living on the top floor of a casino like Howard Hughes, you know? But I think no one has ever, you know, she grew up out in the Midwest. No one leaves the state. No one marries people from out of state. So I'm this strange, you know, alien, and that's fine. We can keep it that way. I like the mystique of it all. I don't need to be there. But if she really wants me to come, obviously I'll go, but...
He'll go and he'll complain the entire time. It'll just be a freaking nightmare.
Right.
So that's why half the time I'm just like, whatever, I'll just go by myself.
Oh, and people come up to us sometimes and say, I can't believe that you guys are together all the time. You do a show together, you drive in together, you live together, right? You must fight all the time. You know the kind of things we fight about? You know, most people probably fight about, I don't know, money or whatever. I mean, certainly, you know, we have serious discussions, but what we fight about more is she'll be like, do you want to go out to lunch? I'll be like, if you want to go to lunch. And then we'll end up having a fight because she just, I suck the fun out of every situation. And then she ends up getting annoyed with me that I'm not more fun. And then I feel bad that I'm not fun. And that's the kind of thing we argue about, which is stupid, isn't it? It's stupid.
No, well, that's the magic of Robbie. You suck the fun out of everything.
Seriously, Joe, yeah, this happened last Saturday after we had an event at Ashley. It's 5 o'clock. We're near the mall. We're in Eatontown. There's a ton of restaurants. We had been working for 4 hours. I said, do you want to go out to dinner? He goes, if you want to. I'm like, what do you do with that? Like, okay.
This is what we fight about.
Never mind. We don't have to go. Well, we could go. What? You don't want to go. It's fine. No, you want to go. So I want to make you happy and we'll go. I'm
like, and that's a nice thing for me to say, isn't
it? Not though, because
if you're, you're not making her happy by sitting there going, oh, I'm so dinner.
If you want to.
Well, cool. I was being honest with you, and I did care about your feelings. If I didn't care, I would have just said no.
No, you got to do. There it is. You got to do it.
So see, this is how I get out and go to the family reunion. It's gonna the thought of me going and complaining.
If you want me to,
right? So you're gonna be like, no, just don't come. No one wants you there. You big old
forget it. That's
really funny.
And I'll be at home by myself watching TV. That's great. That's what I want.
Yep.
All right, enough.
I said I would go. Okay.
If you want me, I'll go.
And I will go.
I'm supposed to be happy about that. I'm like, sure. It's great.
But then if I lied about my feelings and I was being fake with you, you'd be annoyed about that too. There's no pleasing you, woman. There's no pleasing you.
You could just be like, I really don't want to, but I will. I
just realized with the pause there, I should not have said that.
Yeah,
I think so. You just felt the air get sucked out of the room. Everyone went, boy, Robbie's in trouble now.
Now he's in
deep SH, you know the rest.
Oh, boy. All right, well, there we go.
Okay. Have a nice weekend, Joe. You and Marianne have a good time. I'll be here Friday.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm going out somewhere tonight. I don't even know where it is, but I know I'm going somewhere.
It wasn't.
Ask me if I want to go somewhere tonight.
I'm going somewhere tonight.
Ask me if I want to go out tonight.
Do you want to go out tonight?
If you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, you are asking for it. She's going to take your head off later.
Hey, you guys want to come out with Marianne and I? Do you want to drive all the way up there and have a drink with Joe? Because if I don't go, he's not going to like me anymore. Blah, blah, blah. These are the kind of arguments we have. So
it's that sounds good. Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to say.
That's what you're supposed to say. Not... Okay.
Let's just underline this whole conversation, Joe, by what we always say, which is, boy, you're not going to get this on that point station.
No.
You're not going to hear this sort of thing on the point station.
You're never going to hear that on the point. No.
One more thing. I meant to mention this to you at the beginning of the show. Big Boss Bob calls yesterday and he goes, I have a question. Ask Nolan why it is we keep bringing up Ozempic. Why are we talking about Ozempic on here all the time? So that we need to cut that out.
Okay, well, you just brought it up again.
I know, that's true.
But I didn't, okay.
I don't think he was mad about it. He just was curious why we were randomly talking about diabetes medication. So I thought it was kind of funny that it stuck out to him.
I don't know. You know what? He's got a good point. I have no idea why we did either.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm fine. Whatever he wants. He owns the place.
That's right. I just thought I thought it was funny that he noticed that we were singing their jingle on the air. So
that's a great song, though.
It's not a bad
jingle,
song.
The original song.
Yeah, the magic song. All right, sorry, Bob. Let's just go right to the...
Did it again.
You know, I really do have a case of the Fridays. You know what else I forgot to do that I was supposed to do earlier? You remember how Kermit told me that he was not going out and he's just at home with his wife and the newborn?
Yes.
And then Joe said no. He was out in the city with Brad Blanks on St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. I have video proof of the two of them drunk singing in a bar. I meant to play that this morning, so I don't know. We might need to find a place for that somewhere along the way.
Okay.
So. Right now... Time for the world-famous CBB, the Community Bulletin Board for the weekend. A lot of chances to see Bruce this weekend, that's for sure. If you're a local business, an organization, a community group, a charity, and you're looking to do some good, you're putting on a fun event, let us know about it. We'd love to share it right here every morning around 620, 835. You can text it to us. Just get us all the information, a nice little link, 732-774-4444. Direct messaging us on the Facebook machine or at 1071theboss.com, where you can click community events and station events anytime and see where our boss DJs, our boss jocks, and boss roadies are going to be on tour. We had a great event last night with Michelle and Home Dome at the Imaging Center.
And she posted some great pictures. Said she had a good time meeting everybody. Mm-hmm. Now we're out again tomorrow with Van Dusen, and it's another Bruce Ticket Blitz AT&T Wireless Experience in Hazlitt with your chance to win a pair of passes into our Boss Party Suite up there in the air at the Prudential Center to see Bruce and the E Street Band. Dusen will have your chance to sign up and win, plus spin the wheel and win the Boss Summer Shirts and the Robbie and Rochelle coffee mugs and tote bags and all that business tomorrow starting at noontime. And then same thing for a very special edition, the 1,000th episode of Springsteen on Sunday, and another pair of Bruce Party Suite. I was thinking
booze party suite.
Yeah, that's right. The bar is open. Bar anticipation, 8 o'clock. Another chance to win those Bruce Party Suite tickets with Tom Cunningham and that very special episode of Springsteen on Sunday. I know he's got a bunch of special guests coming, and that should be a good one.
Love that.
It starts on the air at 9, but the bar opens 8 o'clock at Bar A in Lake Como on Sunday morning. Look at this. Rochelle said, this is what we do. And after eating hot dogs yesterday, I don't know that I've... My waistline is just hurting. It's a mac and cheese festival up in Hoboken, their fourth annual. That's going on from 1 to 5 tomorrow, all throughout downtown Hoboken, which is a great little downtown, by the way.
Love Hoboken.
It's like going into the city without the hassle.
Yes, it's exactly what it's like.
The mac and cheese festival is kind of like a food crawl, where you stop into different restaurants and try each's mac and cheese. Get tickets, sample over 10 locations. Eventbrite.com. Search 4th Annual Hoboken Mac and Cheese Festival for more. What more do you need to know?
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
The 2nd Annual Daffodil Days Festival is happening in downtown Allentown. That kicks off tomorrow, then runs through April the 2nd. So that's a week from Sunday. Festival has a parade at noon tomorrow, followed by more than 30 free activities. 5,000 daffodils planted by volunteers all around town. You can shop the shops. There's special deals and more. It's AllentownVinj.org for the details there. And the Friends of Southern Ocean County Animal Facility hosting an indoor yard sale. That goes on tomorrow from 8 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. Bay Avenue Community Center in Manahawkin. Proceeds go directly to the animal facility. Friends of Southern Ocean County Animal Shelter. Search them on Facebook for more info. And there you are, a couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Well, maybe you're having a week. I had a bit of a bumpy week myself, I understand.
Yes.
But no matter what kind of a situation you're in, at least you're not taken into custody by the law, your rights stripped for your illegal deeds and activities. It is time once again for Dumb Crook News. Now, let me just be fair and honest with you. There is all sorts of news from true evil geniuses, criminals, committing horrible, heinous acts. These are not their stories.
No. Nope.
We call this Dumb Crook News because these people, your award-winning fellow citizens, have not only committed a crime, they've acted like a fool and humiliated themselves in so doing.
Yes.
And then ended up arrested on top of it. So we have our crack team of researchers scour the police blotters from sea to shining sea, east, north, west, south, north of the border, south of the border, across the pond.
Wow.
For Dumb Crook News. Dateline to Portland, Maine. Hello, Herb Ivy and Mrs. Ivy. It's a friend of ours lives up there.
Yes.
I use the term friend lightly. Uh-huh. He's a woman from Portland, Maine, under arrest after police allege she called in fake threats to a Walmart to divert attention away from her boyfriend's arrest at a Dick's Sporting Goods. Police say they received a report of possible explosive device in the store, and then someone called the police department directly, claiming a man in the store had a gun. Officers evacuated the Walmart, called the state police bomb squad to sweep for any explosive devices. None were found. No one had a gun. Here's a policeman explaining they found a woman, figured out what she was up to.
We were able to have someone from the public, an Uber driver, who witnessed the suspect in this case making the phone calls to the police department. Oh. We're thankful to him for sticking around and flagging us down and letting us know that was really a big piece of the investigation.
Couple of things here. So she's calling in a bomb threat in front of somebody.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of trust you place your Uber driver. Secondly, your plan is your boyfriend is at the Dick's Sporting Goods. He's committing a crime, and to try and avoid him getting caught, you're calling in a bomb threat to the nearby Walmart.
Very smart.
Man, that's a great plan right there.
Very, very smart plan. Really thought through.
Yep. And now you're both on the news.
That's right.
Nice job. Dateline Fresno, California. Keith Chastain has been arrested for the 10th time in 1 month.
Oh my gosh.
What are we, March 24th? He's already got 10 arrests. The last one happened this past Tuesday. Police get a call about him driving a stolen truck. They went out and nabbed Keith. He told the police he was speeding because he was on his way in a hurry to pick up his property from the last time he was arrested. You know how they take the stuff into evidence?
Yeah.
He's now facing 18 felonies, 15 misdemeanors, an array of charges including stealing 6 vehicles, DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I don't even understand how that happens.
Yeah.
Did he post bail every time and get out and then just...
I guess so.
Was this some sort of goal? Is he trying to break a record?
He's got to be friends with the judge, because I would think after the third or fourth time in 1 month, they don't let you
out
again.
He's a liability. Yeah. Why are you letting him back at 10 times?
We're going to go ahead and hold you.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, if each one is him just stealing a pack of Wrigley's, maybe they figure he's not
he's stealing a car. Well, that's not a pack of Wrigley's. Yeah, that's a car.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not the judge or jury.
I understand.
They're up to me. We put him in a shooting range, okay?
Okay.
I'd be ruling with an iron fist like damn Pontius Pilate, okay? Crucify him. Man, this is, wow. This got dark real fast, didn't it?
Wow.
See, I went to Sunday school.
You took it real far.
Those Romans were mean bastards, let me tell you.
I know.
You ever read history?
Yeah. Yes.
They came up with all kinds of stuff.
I know.
Let's tear his legs off. Dateline, Oklahoma City, 55-year-old police captain caught on camera begging a police officer to turn off his body cam. Happened after he was pulled over for a possible DUI. Here's the audio. Sergeant Skinner.
You've been drinking tonight.
I just got a ride.
You've been drinking tonight, sir.
I'm a captain in a police department.
Oops. He's a captain in a neighboring town's police department.
Not anymore.
Trying to make friends.
Oh, gosh.
He must have been the arresting officer for that Keith Chastain from California 10 times in 1 month.
Every time?
Yeah. Oh. That's all right. We'll go to the bar. We'll drink it off.
Fine.
This is pretty good. Let's stay in California, Sacramento. Thief there attempted to steal a helicopter from the airport, ended up just crashing it. Here's FBI Special Agent Sean Reagan talking about why someone might want to steal a helicopter. Mm. And by the way, I didn't realize the FBI gets involved when you steal a plane or a helicopter.
God. Well, yeah, because then you have to deal with air traffic control, and that could be a whole thing.
What is the motive? But the scope would be almost anything you can think of. It could be somebody wanting to take an aircraft for a joyride. It could be somebody wanting to take an aircraft to do some sort of other criminal activity with it.
I'll tell you what, that guy should not be an FBI agent. He should be playing smooth jazz.
Yeah. He's got a great voice.
I'm special DJ Sean Reagan. Smokey Robinson, The Quiet Storm. On Love Notes.
Wow.
What a voice that guy's got.
Yeah, really great voice.
The thief has not been named, but is facing a litany of charges from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I'm sure.
All right, wouldn't be dumb crook news unless we go to Florida, because, of course, it's always Florida. 39-year-old Ortelio Alfonso was arrested when police responded to a residence after a 911 hang-up. They arrived, they found a woman with pizza sauce across the left side of her face and her shirt. The report also says there are remnants of pizza in her hair and in her earlobe. Ortelio admitted to slapping his wife with a piece of pizza during an argument and was arrested for misdemeanor battery. She's going to be just fine. Goes to show you, a piece of pizza can be deadly.
He slapped her with a piece of
Slapped her with a piece of pizza. Called the police. Now, I don't want to... Obviously, that's horrible to assault anybody.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it is a crime. But on the other hand, how do you completely take the situation seriously when he whacks her across the face with a piece of pizza?
Yeah, certainly more to this story.
I mean, maybe if the pizza had been on the counter for a few days, I can see that. Got a little hard.
Well, I don't know. Or if it just came out of the oven, hot cheese on a pizza could really hurt.
True.
It seems like he's not actually trying to hurt her, because if he were, he would not have used pizza. I don't know.
I mean, you feel like the officer must be there like, hit you with the pizza, huh? Okay. All right. You're okay.
You're all right.
You're all right. We'll get you a roll of Bounty, and we think you'll be okay.
Wow.
All right, I got to do one more Florida story. 52-year-old Clifford Edwards is from Missouri, got arrested in the Great Sunshine State on yesterday, after a couple noticed him standing next to their Nissan Altima outside of a restaurant. I got to admit, my favorite part of this, the restaurant is called the Toasted Monkey, because only in Florida is there a fancy restaurant called the Toasted Monkey.
Toasted Monkey.
Why was he standing near their car? He decided to knife it with a butter knife, caused about $1,000 in damage. He said it was a spring break prank. His buddies put him up to it. Say he got a key, a fancy car at a fancy restaurant.
Oh, really?
So he picked the Nissan Altima out in front of the Toasted Monkey with a butter knife from the restaurant.
What an idiot.
He's arrested for felony criminal mischief.
Wow.
Said his girlfriend bailed him out of jail.
I would have left him in there. I'm like, you're an idiot. You can rot.
I like that that's also part of the story. Could have taken me to dinner at the Toasted Monkey. Said you're out there with your buddies keying cars.
That's right.
Dumb. Grip news. Have a little dinner at the Toasted Monkey. That's a nice night right there.
Joe, maybe you can stop into the Toasted Monkey when you're on vacation.
Yeah, where in Florida is this?
I don't know. I didn't say. But I'm sure we could look it up.
Also, the guy's keying cars there. I don't think Joe should go.
Well, it's not the restaurant's fault. This guy just picked a fancy restaurant.
It's in St. Pete Beach.
Oh, okay. Man, that was fast.
Nowhere near there.
Was fast. Yeah, Joe's all the way down in the Keys. So
oh, wait a minute. I may have been there.
Uh-oh. It looks fun.
I'll tell you what. Wait a minute.
I may have actually been there.
They got some good-looking nachos.
I may have been to the Toasted Monkey.
I absolutely was at the Toasted Monkey.
Were you a Toasted Monkey?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good place.
Well, I'm glad your Nissan Altima wasn't keyed by some bozo.
I'm gonna be 300 miles from the Toasted Monkey, but yeah, no, I've been there. That's a cool, fun place.
Were you tanked at the Toasted Monkey?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know, but I know I've been there. I just saw the picture of it. Absolutely, I've been there.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
That's amazing.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Uh huh.
That is fantastic.
Watch your car. That's all.
That's all. And if you have a rental, who cares?
Well, as long as you get the insurance.
That's what you pay the $30 a day for.
That's right.
Key to the side of the car.
I randomly mentioned some police story from Florida. Joe's like, oh, yeah, I've been there. That's great.
We used to go to the West Coast all the time.
Yeah.
And Tampa and Clearwater and all that area there. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Anyway, as now I'm old and, you know. I avoid those places if possible.
You go out more than anybody I know.
Well, that's because I'm married to someone who goes out more than anybody you know. Mm. That's the only reason. If it were up to me, I'd sit in the house and watch basketball all day long. But that doesn't happen.
But instead, he finds himself tanked at the Toasted Monkey. On any given Tuesday.
No, not on a Tuesday. Wednesday, maybe. But never a Tuesday.
No, really.
Too early in the week. Remember that used to be able, but now if I go out on Thursday nights, it kills me for Friday. I used to be able to go out on you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and not have any problem. Now you go out on Thursday and you just,
I like going out on Thursday because I need 4 days to recover before I get back to Monday.
You gotta pace yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Well, then there is that too. We could pace ourselves, but while, you know.
But that's no fun.
No. In addition to thinking about the kids getting here, you're doing some cleaning before the kids get here.
Yeah, Grayson's birthday is coming up, and I know he's going to be getting some new toys.
So we throw away the old toys.
And you know what? Honestly, I needed to get rid of them before Christmas, and I just didn't get around to it. But he's got a lot of stuff that's kind of just a little too young for him, and it's just he just doesn't play with it. Some VTech, like, trucks and stuff, and he's going to be 7. And
well, those he might still like, but he did have a bunch of that Peppa Pig stuff, and it's funny, now he's going to be 7, and it seems like so long ago he was into cartoons and all of that, and now he's like such a little man. You know?
I know. So it was weird yesterday. I took the afternoon, and I was going through all these bins of toys, and he just has a ton of cars and trucks and building blocks, and we have a neighbor downstairs that has a nephew, little boy, and so I brought them down to her. But
that was
very
nice of you.
I took an entire laundry basket, like one of those standing ones, full of toys. The room still looks like he has a million toys in there. So,
well, he does have a million toys. He's doing just fine.
I know. So he said to clear some of that little spring cleaning in the kids' room. But I'm just hoping I did it without him here. So I'm hoping I didn't get rid of anything. Or
well, you just deny that it ever existed.
Yeah, I think he's got so many that he's not going to, and he's got Easter coming up and then his birthday. And so
he's like, where's my red car? You're like, you never had a red car. Yes, I did. You're like, I don't know what to tell you because you never did. It must be at your dad's house. It's the way to do it.
Well, that is one good thing about having the split households.
You're remembering something from your dad. Yeah. I bet your dad threw it away. Sounds like something he'd do. That's what I would pull anyway.
Yeah.
I know that's a little shiesty, but.
He just has so many. Just bins and bins and bins of toys.
And you're cleaning up after the cat. We gave him a. We got this. I tell you what, I complain a lot about the place we live, but they got a little facility there, like a pet spa, they call it.
A pet spa, yes.
Where you basically groom your pet yourself, cut their nails, give them a bath. And so we gave Rick a bath for the first time ever. We've had Rick for more than 2 years now. It's probably a little gross. We've never before given him a bath, but.
He's a cat. I mean, they clean themselves.
I know, but he's just a lousy. He's lousy at being a cat.
He was so stinky.
He was a little stinky, so we put him in the backpack, brought him over there, and got him washed up. He handled it fine.
He did all right.
I was surprised.
He didn't love it. I should post the pictures.
He looked like
He looked like Pizza Rat when he was all wet.
Yeah,
and all his
poor thing. He's not.
He's a lot fluffier than you realize.
Right. He's not as fat as I thought he was, honestly, because you got him wet and he looked pretty sad.
He looked like Pizza Rat in a Subway. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Let's just hope they don't ban the TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Time for hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. We probably should ban the TikTok. It sounds horrible with all the... It's like the Cold War on an app.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're going to keep Grayson occupied.
We'll see.
Go play some...
Take him outside. We'll go to the park.
Go give the cat a bath, will you?
There you go. He would love to give the cat a bath.
We hear from moms and then we share them on the radio every morning about 7:20 and 9:20, just like this.
At Donut Hawk said... What I said, I'm sorry, baby, we're out of bubblegum flavored medicine. Grape will have to do. What my kid heard, you don't love me, you never had, now I have to drink your poison.
No, it's not me. I think you're thinking of your dad. That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah,
it's your dad that did this.
Manhattan Matt 88 said...
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Manhattan Matt. Look at me in my top hat. I'm like the little Monopoly man. Hey, everybody.
Okay. The kids are on spring break, and my wife is working from home for a few days this week. So I need y'all's well wishes while I'm at work looking for overtime projects to extend my work days a bit.
I know that struggle.
Yes.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in here, and you might hear yours. Hello, Joe Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
I missed having lunch with you yesterday, but I have to say, I ended up going over to Windmill, and I've been by Windmill. Gosh.
Oh, the one in Long Branch?
No, there's one
the
not too far.
One?
No,
Asbury
there's
Park.
Yeah, right. There's one not too far away from Boss HQ, and we've been by it, gosh, at least 10 times. And every time I go by, I go, I bet they get great hot dogs. I hear good things.
Oh, the best ever.
I scarfed down two of those and a thing of fries yesterday.
You had two of those?
Oh, boy. They were like the big German Frankfurters, too. They were
fantastic. No kidding. They weigh about 2 pounds each.
Well, that's what I did.
No, they don't. They weigh about a half pound each.
Oh,
they're massive.
Just had them plain, too. No ketchup, no mustard. They were delicious. Man, that place
is
great. They
have an outrageous relish there they put on it.
Just great.
Really good.
So now I don't feel as bummed that I'd have lunch with you because I made out like a bandit yesterday. Windmill is that's some absolutely. fine, super fine hot dogs they got going there.
Hey, listen, the food at the Crab's Claw is good, but it's no Windmill hot dog.
Crab's Claw is great too. They do it, but it's a different deal. I mean, I was feeling like summertime yesterday, having a soda pop and a hot dog.
I didn't have one. Do their hot dogs crunch?
Oh yeah,
they do.
She's not into the pop of the hot dog.
That.
She wouldn't have liked that.
I don't like that.
Oh, they have the natural skin on them, and
I love it.
They won the. They won the Scott Shannon hot dog contest 2 years in a row.
Oh, is that true?
Mm.
Yeah. I think mainly because they brought them up to the station and cooked them right in front of us.
Yeah, I mean, that'll get you a win in anybody's book.
That reminds me, every place I go, because Scott is now doing some work for us, place I go, yesterday I had a meeting yesterday afternoon in Tom's River, and this was at John Bon Jovi's Soul Kitchen. We might be doing a little...
Oh, how is everybody there?
They're great. We're working on doing a little public... just helping them out with their cause, right? And
anything
everybody in the place
do.
Goes, tell Scott, tell Joe Nolan. I said, hello. Everybody seems to know both of you every place I go lately.
Well, we used to play in their golf tournament every year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which I got to do again this year. I got to sign up for that. Last year, I think it was somebody got married or something the day before. I forget, but I couldn't go. But, I got to sign up for that again this year. That's a great tournament out there in Colts Neck. The Colts Neck Country Club. Great,
yeah, they mentioned that. They said sometimes it's a little hot, but it's a beautiful event, and you should come. And I said, first of all, Nolan would not play with me. Second of all, nobody would, because I'll take 15 shots in a hole just to get the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to golf with me. And they all went, oh, all right. And that's the correct answer, you know?
Now, I'm wondering if, can you bring, when you go there, because I've been there, but I've never done this, could you, I've been to the one up in...
Red Bank,
yeah. But I didn't do this. Can you bring a bottle of wine in there when you go in there?
No, it's alcohol free because in addition to providing food for those in need, they provide, people that are recovering from addiction and that sort of thing. So they don't, none of the vices are allowed in the building. So
that makes sense.
I was going to say, we should go have dinner, get all tanked up, and then go do Red Bank. I think John wouldn't like that, though, probably,
no.
I'm guessing.
I think John would be pretty upset about all of that, to tell you the truth. That's a horrible idea, Joe.
I'm just saying, maybe, it would have been a bad idea, but apparently not. So, all right, okay.
I feel like Big Boss Bob would get a call from Mr. Bon Jovi saying, your boys Robbie and Joe got all tanked up and ruined my soup kitchen. I mean, come on.
Well, the father and the uncle love me, so I don't think they'd get that upset.
No,
they'd
probably not.
They wouldn't. they wouldn't think twice about throwing us out, though.
I'll tell you what you do is you go buy yourself a couple of those windmill hot dogs. You get yourself the Bon Jovi pasta sauce. That's a good weekend right there.
That'd be good.
Oh, that's man, a good that weekend
stuff,
right there.
That stuff is really, the food there is really good, too.
Now, I go to Windmill. Where does Rochelle go yesterday? She goes to Starbucks. There's nothing wrong with Starbucks, but here's my favorite part of it. They never get her name right in there, which is why I don't know why she can, and she goes to the same one all
like
the time.
I like the coffee. I'm trying not to eat hot dogs and french fries. Summer is soon. I'm trying here.
On her coffee cup, it says R-O-S-H-E-L-L, like Shell gasoline.
Ro-Shell.
I'm like, well,
Shell.
They're not wrong, I suppose. They're not wrong.
I mean.
Oh, that's funny.
I knew it was mine, I guess, but like, really? Okay.
By the way, did you hear that's that just now? That was a new traffic sounder. That's the great Patty Steele now working for 107.1 The Boss. So.
No, I didn't hear. I don't really hear those here. So you gotta play it for me later.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you can't get. So we can't get tanked up at the Bon Jovi place. Okay.
No, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's awful. I didn't know.
It's terrible. Look at this. It's Fun Fact Friday. Woo! In my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept in the Manhattan DA's office since noon Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Well, that was a big nothing burger, as they like to say, wasn't it? Or maybe he's been arrested and I just missed it. I don't know, but let's not talk about that. Herein contain fun facts. Facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know, we just thought you'd like to know. These are fun facts.
Right.
Facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
Champagne corks kill around 24 people a year.
Oh, my gosh.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but that means that they cause more death than sharks.
Really?
So more people are killed by a champagne cork going awry than are eaten by a shark every year.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
Pop.
Wow.
These are some fun facts. What are you laughing at?
These are some fun facts.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot what the hell we were doing for a second there. I thought it was dumb crook news, but it's not.
No.
We did that already. Mm. There's a word for putting makeup on your face, and that word is farting.
What?
That's farting with a D. Applying makeup to your face is farting. Not farting. That's what Joe Nolan does. This is farting.
Farding. Okay. Yeah. Put on a little, right.
Fix your complexion. Put on a little concealer.
I'm farting.
Man, your face is very farty this morning.
Don't ever tell anybody that.
You're looking a little farty.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, maybe your hanging weenus is a little.
Stop.
It's your elbow skin. It's legal to be buried at sea in the United States. The body needs to be wrapped in sheets, weighed down, and thrown off a boat at least 3 miles from shore.
True.
As anyone in New Jersey would know.
There's no way that's true.
No, it's absolutely true.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, because if you get buried at sea, they don't want your casket popping up at the beach.
You have to be wrapped in sheets?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound legal.
Well, yes. Because, again, they don't want you decomposing and affecting the water.
Who sent in that fun fact? There's no way.
I'm not making this up. As a matter of fact, Robbie is right about this. That is the best way to dispose of a body at sea.
With the weighted anvil on the over the sheets or what?
Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell got his name from a pun. A bell goes ding. He's Mr. Belding.
Oh.
Man, I've been watching that show all these years. I never, ever thought of that.
Wow.
Also,
all right.
I spent an evening with Dennis Hastings, the guy that played him, and he is a filthy, filthy, filthy man.
He seems like he would be.
Yeah. Women's flatulence generally smells worse than men's flatulence because women's bodies have higher concentrations of sulfur. Take that, ladies.
There's no way. No way.
This is why the ladies never like to let it rip in front of their man.
There's
if they do.
No way.
Holy crap, honey. What is that? Man, I knew you were sephoric, but maybe that's why you people call it Sephora. You go go in there to get your farting, you know?
Yes.
That's what all the women are doing. It's Sephora. It's because of the sulfuric acid.
That's it.
That's enough of that. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We had a programming meeting not that long ago, and Rochelle goes, maybe we need to try not to be so highbrow to appeal to everybody. Well, I think we just accomplished it today, don't you think?
Good job.
You're quite welcome. Uh-huh. Keep in touch with us all weekend long on all the socials, wherever you get your podcasts, or the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page, 1071 The Boss. Number five, there's a 24-hour standoff with an armed suspect at a home in North Carolina. Nothing funny about that, right?
Uh-huh.
In the midst of all of this, there's an Amazon driver who has to drop off a package next door. So now there's a video here, because obviously there's the police body cam and all of this. The SWAT officers got guns drawn. They got the negotiator trying to get the guy to come out. He drops off the package. He's like, I get paid for dropping off the package. I got
to
do it.
Oh, no. So he's trying to drop it off in between the SWAT?
Next door to the guy that's having a standoff with the police.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazon, hard at work in the midst of a standoff. He's going to deliver his package. Oh, my God. Give us the package.
That's a clip of the people across the street watching all this debauchery out their window.
Well, I applaud his dedication. Because
my goodness.
When they tell you it'll be here tomorrow and you pay for that Amazon Prime, you expect it to be here tomorrow, standoff or not.
I mean, his boss builds rocket ships. You got to take your job seriously. You work for Amazon.
It's true.
Bonus story for you. Earlier this month, we watched a show, American Idol. Katy Perry made fun of a mother who was auditioning, saying that she needed to be more focused on being a superstar, less on being a mom. Mm-hmm. Needed to get that superstar swagger. Well, now this lady, her name is Sarah Beth Lieb, is saying she was very offended by Katie's comments on the show.
I'm 25 and I'm from California.
You cannot be 25.
I have three kids, so that's like...
Get away from here. Okay, Katie?
Nope. If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I mean, she doesn't know her, so maybe that's a little...
You're right. We do watch this. And I watched that that clip, and I heard people say that they thought she was offensive. I didn't catch her saying
that. She said something else to her about how she needed to up her game. I thought that's what this was about.
That's what I thought it was, too, because she said, if this isn't your dream, if your dream is to be a mom, then you should go and do that. And I thought that that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
But what she said there was a little bit...
That's funny.
It is funny.
I mean, it was unnecessary. It doesn't mean it wasn't funny.
It was funny.
Everybody is so sensitive today.
I know.
How do you think those kids showed up? Come on.
Well, yeah.
It's not a mistake. It's not a Drake.
No.
Not a Drake, a stork. Drake is the rapper. It's not a stork. That's what I meant to say. Man, I forgot what bit we were doing earlier. Now I don't know what I'm saying.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, I know. Number four, Dick Van Dyke still recovering at home. Did you see this footage from earlier this week? It's not funny. Lost control, he said, on a wet road. That's why he crashed into a gate. At first, they thought he might have hit the gas pedal instead of hitting the brake, stopping in a gate to go up the the gated community.
Yes.
He had only minor scrapes and bruises. They thought he might have suffered a concussion. Turns out he's just fine. He did not even need to go to the hospital. He says he's taking precautions, laying low for a couple of days because, he's 97.
Yes.
Now, let me say this. Dick Van Dyke, not only a legend, a national treasure that we should all as a community be protecting, the man is very wealthy. Can we get Dick Van Dyke a chauffeur? Why is he driving at 97?
Maybe
even if he wants to,
he shouldn't have to. You told me this the other day that he was trending, and I immediately started freaking out. Because at that age, if he's trending...
It's got to be bad news.
Right.
But, and it's not great that he hit the gate.
No.
But can we get him a driving Miss Daisy? Driving Mr. Dick?
My guess is that after this incident, he's probably not going to be allowed to drive
My
anymore.
Guess is there is an adult film called Driving Mr. Dick, which is...
Wow.
Which I just want to be clear, I don't endorse, support, nor am I even aware of in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
Number three, Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler, who will be at the Prudential Center on April 13th. We've been giving away tickets. And Drew Barrymore say they're all getting together. They're going to do a movie. Jen and Drew have both joked that they're in competition for Adam's heart because they've both done a couple of rom-coms with him.
Oh, that's cute.
So now they're going to do a movie as a threesome. I'll let you write your own joke there.
Yeah.
You go ahead and imagine that for yourself.
Yep. Okay.
Number two, Jewel. You know who I'm talking about? The folk singer?
Yeah.
She's got that chipped tooth. She says that...
That's what you remember about Jewel?
Yeah.
She's got the chipped tooth.
Yeah. Well, okay. Jewel's a very attractive woman. I've met her, but she does have a chipped tooth. There's no doubt about that.
She does.
She says that her mother stole over $100 million from her a few years ago. He said, I'm 34 years old. I'm $3 million in debt. I find out it's my mother who stole it. It's been very difficult the past several years to overcome the psychological goings that you need to come to terms with when someone so close to you steals a large amount of money.
Wow.
And I say, Jewel, get over it. This is a Tuesday for Rochelle. Happens to her all the time.
Yeah.
all the time.
You're related to my father, you know. Steal your identity. Steal your bank accounts.
No big deal, Jewel.
It's fine.
It just happens sometimes.
It just happens.
Big superstars, you always get your family members ripping you off.
Yep.
You put your head down and
she's not 34.
Move on.
This happened when she was 34?
It happened when she was 34.
Oh, I understand.
She said, so imagine she's 34 years old. She realizes she's millions of dollars in debt.
I understand.
And she's, over the past several years, said psychological traumatic stress.
It does that, but you know, you'll get over it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you drink
Look
for,
Look at Rochelle.
Jules.
She's fine.
You'll be fine. Keep your yodeling going. You'll be all right.
She is a yodeler.
She yodels.
You gotta go get a job at Ricola. You'll be all set. bonus story for you. I got to mention this. There's a new scented candle that's being sold online by a company called DS&D. It smells like pasta water. The candle is meant to smell like the water in the kitchen when you're boiling pasta. It costs $70 and says
what?
In its description has notes of saline water, salmonella, and a base note of chef's secret sauce.
I'm very confused.
I think this is a disrespectful thing. Sell a candle smells like Nana's cooking.
I guess I could see maybe a candle that smelled like sauce. Because when you're making Sunday pasta and it's supposed to resemble, like you're not sniffing the water, you smell the sauce.
The boiling pasta water also smells good though. So, I mean, I'm fine with that. That's what you do. You do a little pairing. You get the pasta sauce candle, the pasta water candle. That's not a bad idea.
Why don't you just make some pasta? For $70, you can go out to eat.
One smells like meatballs. That's a Goomba trifecta right there. How you doing? And number one in a new poll, 13% of people, you know the no shoes, no shirt, no services?
Yes.
13% of people think restaurants and stores should allow people to come in shirtless and barefoot.
What?
6% say if this happened, they would always go out in public barefoot. They just stop wearing shoes.
Ew. No.
18% of people said, yeah, I'd probably do it sometimes.
They go without shoes to a restaurant?
Maybe if you're on the boardwalk and you're running down the beach and you figure, but I don't know. I don't want my feet.
No.
Trudging through a store.
Also, if you've ever worked in a restaurant, you know how gross the floor is. I mean, stuff falls all the time. You don't want to, and you got to go to the bathroom. Like, you're going to go barefoot into a public restroom?
This is no shoes and no shirt.
Depending on the person for the no shirt, but... But always have some shoes on. We don't want to see your toes.
You don't want to see Nolan and Kermit walk into a place, no shoes, no shirt. Let me tell you, that's an appetite suppressant if there ever was one. Friday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Jessica Chastain, she's 46 today. Peyton Manning, Allison Hannigan. Remember her from How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Thank you, Linus. Jim Parsons, that's Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
He's 50 today. Kelly LeBrock. She was a lady from Weird Science. She's 63. Nina, who sang that song 99 Red Balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Hilfiger, the fashion designer, 72 today. Gone but not forgotten, Steve McQueen. Louis Anderson. I love Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
And Harry Houdini was born on this date. Mm. That's kind of spooky, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
It's National Cheesesteak Day, National Cocktail Day.
Okay.
His belly up to the bar. Right next to Joe with his belly out at the bar and no shoes. Now, why'd I have to drag you into this? You have nothing to do with that.
I don't have any idea, especially since I'm sure you're no vision walking up to a bar without a shirt on.
No, that's fair.
Zing!
I look like one of those beach whales they keep finding lately.
Oh, come on.
Too soon? Sorry.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's not nice.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, listen.
And I love you like a brother, but yeah. I just don't understand you.
If you're at the beach and you want to walk up to one of the beach bars and get yourself a cocktail, put on some flip-flops. I don't think you need to be barefoot, but if you don't put a shirt on, no problem. I can get on board with that, depending on the location. You know, I'm not saying you walk into a fancy restaurant like the Toasted Monkey with no shirt and no shoes, but if you're... You know, if you're on the boardwalk or something and you're just getting out of the ocean, running up, grabbing a beer and then running back to your beach towel, I think you're fine.
Yeah, I think it's a sanitary thing, too. You know, I think that's part of it.
But, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion either way on it, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? I think it's a little sexist because some of these girls are barely wearing anything. So why can't men walk up there with no shirt on? There's no reason a man's belly can't be out a little bit.
I don't know about that.
Can't get on board with that, huh?
No, I'm not.
What was the phrase? I'm sure you're not a vision walking up to the bar with no shirt.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes. Joe, if I'm not mistaken, that song written by our buddy Jersey's own Frankie Previtt, who was at the Blastoff last year.
Yes, it was.
And he also wrote I've Had the Time of My Life, right? He wrote a bunch of those Dirty Dancing.
Yes. Songs. Yep. And he did that. He did that live. At the Blastoff
last year. That's right. I remember he and his wife did I've Had the Time of My Life, which was fun. And that's right. He wrote Hungry Eyes, too. All right, let's talk Blastoff, as a matter of fact. Big announcement coming Tuesday morning. This Tuesday morning, March the 28th, 8:45, the complete lineup for Joe Nolan's kickoff to Summer Blastoff 2023.
Ooh.
We will have the complete lineup of performers and the schedule of events. Get this thing all narrowed down. Presented this year by our friends at Autoland. And so, should be big, 8:45, Tuesday morning.
Biggest ever.
I really think it is the biggest ever.
Oh, no question. It's the biggest ever.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you because you gave yourself a deadline. I remember you saying you wanted the deadline to be, I think it was the 24th or 26th is what you said. And here we are on the 24th.
Yeah.
And right. You've got it lined up.
We've worked hard at this, believe me.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Meeting deadlines.
Wow. Joe, you remember the other guy we were trying to get who's, had a couple of hit records and then I couldn't, he wouldn't commit to anything. I finally heard from him. He apologizes, but he does want to do something for us in the future. So I'm thinking maybe we also do the first ever end of summer.
Oh.
Joe Nolan party. So we'll see.
Sure.
That's fun. Sure.
We'll see. Raise a little more money for the foundation, do a little more live rock and roll. You know, maybe we'll do that Labor Day weekend.
And that would be great because that guy who was supposed to be here, he'd blow the door off of the... we'd have to get a bigger venue, I think, for that.
Yeah, well, that's fine. So we do the claw for Memorial Day, and then we find a place to do, maybe since we're Ocean County for Memorial Day, we go up to Middlesex County or Monmouth County for Labor Day. We'll see about that.
So I was going to say our friends at Seaside would probably give us a spot.
Yeah, that's an idea, too. Wouldn't it be great if we had meetings off the air? We didn't just try and figure this out and make everybody listen to us pontificate.
See, but I think people love that. I think they hear it and they say, Yeah, I think people love that.
Yeah, we're actually trying to figure this stuff out. So, but anyway, the lineup is locked in, ready to go. The contracts are signed. We got the whole deal. And we know the date. It is Friday, May the 26th. We know the place, Lavalette, New Jersey, the fabulous Crab's Claw. We know the event is Joe Nolan's Summer Blastoff, kickoff to summer. You will find out who will be there along with all of us. I know Kermit will be there. We can tell you that. 8:45 on Tuesday morning.
Yeah. He'll jump on the train and head on down.
The kids are going to be with us for the next couple days here. They're coming in on Monday. And I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned that they're actually going to block TikTok in the country because I was watching some clips of that congressional hearing with the CEO of, what's his name, Xu Yu or something like that?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Well, I'm not being funny. He's got a name that rhymes. Hey, what is it? Shu Chu is the CEO of TikTok, and they're just grilling this poor guy, and he's got his face is white. You know, he's like pale as he's trying to answer these questions. McCarthy, the Republican in the House, and Biden's guy, the Secretary of State, are both saying they want to get rid of it. So, I mean, that's the Democrats, Republicans agree on nothing, but it seems like they're going to get rid of TikTok. And so my first thought is this is all Grayson, our six-year-old, does all day long is scroll through TikTok. And so I don't know how we're going to keep him occupied. He might actually have to go outside and play if he don't have the TikTok
app.
Wouldn't
that be something?
Yeah. Look at that.
Which, you're right, it's probably a good thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
He's going to have a real fit that he, it's like.
I think Lola will have a harder time than Grayson. Yeah. Grayson likes the YouTube more than the TikTok, but she's really into watching them. She was making them for a while, but now she just likes to watch and make fun of people, which is really fun to
do. Robbie and Rochelle Radio has a TikTok, and
we
worked really hard to get like 500 followers on there, and now the damn thing's going to be shut down by the feds.
You know what? I'm fine if it does, because I do work really hard on those, but they take so much work to make one video, and I've got 25 drafts of things that I've started, and I'm like, I don't know how to finish this, and it really is a lot of work to make them. So I do give credit to people who are constantly putting content on there, because it is not easy. It's
hard. People need to come out in the sunshine, get a little fresh
really
air,
do.
You know,
you really do. So it'll be interesting.
But Grayson will not be happy. This is like when I was a kid, my mother still talks about the fact when Dukes of Hazzard went off the air, I was a kid and apparently had a massive temper tantrum. And I still have not lived it down. She's like, remember the time really Dukes of Hazzard went off the air and you just cried and cried and cried? Like,
that's really funny.
Yeah.
And now it's TikTok. Mm-hmm. So there's a sign of the times.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning over to the Eatontown Hotline.
Good morning.
You are caller number 10. You are through for free money, my friend.
Woohoo! All right!
Who is this?
This is Tony.
Tony, how's everything going so far?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Are you working already?
Not yet. Get prepared to go to work.
Oh, okay, what do you do? Do you mind if I ask?
High school administrator.
Okay. That's not an easy gig, dealing with those punks. I'm joking. They're fine, well-adjusted young people who are going to go and do wonderful things in the world.
100%.
Yeah. where do you... Well, you know what? I won't ask which school district you teach in. I've already caused you trouble here, Tony.
Probably.
Hey, guess what? You got $200 cash.
All right.
And you're qualified for $5,000, $5,000 in your hand. Nice going, man.
All right, that's great.
All right, let them know who is Jersey's free money radio station.
107.1, The Boss.
There it is. Nice job, Tony. Enjoy the $200.
Sorry to get you in trouble at work so early in the morning. Here we go.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We have noticed one of the little quirks of all the streaming services, whether it's the Netflix or the Disney, they got the little thing at the beginning of the show that goes, you want to skip the recap? And then it goes, you want to skip the intro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I said to Rochelle, you know, it used to be somewhere I really looked forward. I was talking about when I was a little kid, I cried and cried when the Dukes of Hazzard went off the air.
Yeah.
And one of the best parts of the show was that theme song, you know, the Just the Good Old Boys, right? And they do a little montage, and it'd be fun to see the stars they pose and smile and get their name and all of that. Dallas would be another great example.
Oh, that was great, remember?
Yeah, and when I was a little kid on Friday nights, you watch Dukes of Hazzard with my dad, and then Dallas would come on after that, and that was another great theme. So it's kind of funny now where people do not watch Joe is singing the Dallas theme there. That's it.
Yeah.
Starring Larry Hagman. What is the unskippable TV intro for you? If you happen to watch this show, whether you're watching it streaming or if it comes on TV or if you get a DVD or whatever, what is an intro? It doesn't have to necessarily be the theme song, but the start of the show, you don't skip over it. It's part of the experience of watching your favorite TV show. Sopranos would probably be another good example. You know, he's driving up the Parkway getting the ticket. You don't want to skip over that, you know?
I have a lot of intros that I like.
Give me your top two. Top two. Narrow it down for us. It's a TV show. Come on, you can
it's
do
tough.
This.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Sure, that's a great song. The Will Smith thing, yeah.
Kind of off the wall, but Jeopardy, when Alex Trebek was there, because you couldn't skip when there's a, this is Jeopardy. You have to, I mean, with Alex Trebek.
Yeah, that announcer. We're talking about Dick Van Dyke. I think that announcer, Joe, is like 90-something years old, that guy. Charlie O'Donnell.
He's 90-something.
You can't skip that.
He's awesome.
And now that they don't have it, because he's not there, I don't even watch the show.
Well, like they do. They go, here's Ken Jennings.
It's not the same, though.
No, you're right.
It's not the same. So
no,
it's you can't.
Joe, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say Star Trek, the original Star Trek intro.
Space, the final frontier.
Oh.
Yep.
All right.
Any other ones? Is that it? That's the only one?
I remember Dukes of Hazzard. That used to be great when that car would jump over when the General Lee would
slow
jump
motion over the over a canyon like that could actually happen. You know what's another? Remember the A-Team? That might be another good one.
Yeah,
they had the whole thing. They're an elite group, and if you need them and you know how to find them, the A-Team.
And again, just a hair before my time, but I remember watching when I was a really little kid. Was Bonanza.
Sure.
What about the Golden Girls?
And they come riding up on their horses.
That's Bonanza, not the Golden Girls on their horse.
What about the Golden Girls?
Yeah,
that's a great
TV show theme song, I guess.
I guess? What do you mean, I guess?
I mean, the theme is fine, yeah.
But the entire intro was fun to watch all of them in the house, and they're kind of bickering, and just their facial expressions. And
that nice overhead shot of Miami Beach.
Yeah.
Joe, we were talking about this, and you didn't care for the Golden Girls?
No, I wasn't a big fan of Golden Girls.
They're funny. They really are.
Really?
They're a bunch of bawdy broads.
Love them. Love them.
We were starting this conversation. Rochelle's reading the Reddit, you know, because people are on Reddit. That's where we get the idea for this. And they're answering things like DuckTales and all these cartoons that I've never heard of. I said, I guarantee we're going to get a call from some dirty old man that goes, I like Petticoat Junction with the naked girls in the water tower. That's what we're going to get here, you know? So
they were, but you only saw their shoulders.
I know, but what little boy in the 50s didn't love that? The beginning of Petticoat Junction.
All right, I was looking at the train more than anything else.
Well, it says a lot about me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's the most unskippable intro to a TV show? Maybe it's a theme song. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. Well, at least we're having a little fling because it's spring. Talk about filing.
Yeah.
This is the first full weekend of spring. That's a happy thought, isn't it? Giggle when you wiggle a move in your step, tingle in your toe, bro. Get a lot of stress going on. This is the day. Exercise. All those demons. Everybody on your case. Well,
I'm getting down.
Let that stress go. Because you only get one weekend. It's F-R-I-D-A-Y. There's your tax bill coming in. Boss is driving you crazy. You're not getting that raise. You get a pothole again? Rob Limo. Look the boss man clear, square, straight in the eye and say, hey, don't watch me. Watch Bespoke. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm blowing this here popsicle stand.
right here. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Sucker and Suckatash. Finally, Friday. Freakout on the radio gets set to Kiss the Week. Goodbye. Broadcasting facilities here in fabulous Neptune, New Jersey, USA, vacation land. This is the famous Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Finally, Friday, Freakout on the radio. Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow. How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started in here.
Oh! It's showtime, baby. Yes.
That Red Wolf Band. Freakout is on the radio. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Welcome to the weekend. Officially here across the Great Garden State and beyond. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. By the way, we played the Loverboy song. They're going to be opening up for Foreigner. 107.1 The Boss presenting that show. PNC Bank Arts Center, September 3rd. Mm-hmm. And your musical group could be the opening act. We got finalists. Today is the last day after today to vote. We're going to narrow it down. Are we getting it down to two or is the winner? I think we're narrowing it down to two.
I think we narrow it down to two. And then
we select the winner. Our panel of judges pick the ultimate winner.
Yeah.
But we need your help to get it down to the final two. Mm-hmm. Get that opening slot. Plus $500 for a school music program. Because these are all a cappella groups, chorales from local schools. And also a Bose PA system as well. So just click and vote. Today's the last day to do it. The Foreigner Choir Contest right there at 107.1theboss.com. Figured we played the Loverboy. I had to mention that. So.
Yes.
Also, gave away some free money this morning. Let's say congratulations again to Tony from Eatontown. He won $200 qualified for $5,000. And Ron from Denton Falls, already a winner this morning. Got those tickets. Go see Adam Sandler in concert at the Prudential Center. Meanwhile, we're just underway with a He Said.
She Said.
What is the most unskippable TV show intro? At the beginning of a show, you get that little skip button, especially if you get the streaming services. Mm-hmm. Is there a show you always watch the intro because it's just part of the experience, part of the whole deal?
Text from 0278 said, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Family Ties, The Golden Girls, and In Living Color.
See, I wouldn't have thought of The Golden Girls, but now we've heard it a few times, yeah.
It's such a good intro. It's so fun, and it really is part of the show. Billy said, Family Guy.
That's a good theme song.
It is.
That's kind of a spoof of All in the Family.
Yeah, yep. And Mary Ellen said, I can't skip Law & Order SVU because my dog likes to sing to it.
We use that little sound effect on the dumb crook news. That's
the dum-dum.
That's the thing usually open in the criminal justice system. Yes. There are the accused and there are the cops. These are their stories. Boom, boom. Let's go to line two. Hi, thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. How you doing, bud?
There he is. What you got?
How about Miami Vice?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Hogan's Heroes.
Okay.
And Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch,
That's a classic. That's a classic.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Have a great weekend. Hi, it's a boss.
Hi. Is this 107.1?
It is. Yeah. Did you have an answer for us?
Yes. My favorite is Perry Mason.
Oh, sure.
I can't watch the beginning of... I can't watch Perry Mason unless I see it from the very beginning with him in the courtroom.
Yeah, that's a good theme song, and they do that overhead shot of the courtroom and that da-da-da-dum, bump-bump. Yeah, that's good stuff. I agree.
Great.
Yeah, good answer. Thank you. Hi, it's the boss.
How you doing? You guys still doing the intros?
Yeah. Do you have an answer?
How about Benny Hill?
Yeah, we use that music all the time. That's a fun one. Thank you, my friend. Hi, it's the boss.
Yeah. I'm thinking about MASH as the song we used to remember when it came on.
MASH?
MASH.
Oh, yeah.
MASH.
Yeah, that's a big one, no doubt.
Remember that?
Of course.
That was
long time.
At one time, I think it held the record for as many seasons as any other show.
Yeah, and I think it also was the most watched finale in TV history. Like 100 million people watched that
show. To this day, I think it's
still holds. Yeah, other than like Super Bowls, it's the most watched thing that's ever been. Even more than the moon landing.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
That's a good answer, too. It's the intro you can't skip. If you're watching the show, you got to watch from beginning to finish, the whole way through. No way, shape,
around it. So 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. We'll grab a couple more of those next. A lot of great answers this morning. We're talking about the unskippable intro to a TV show.
Yes.
Now, maybe it's the theme song itself. Maybe it's just a little recap of the episode. Do you hit that skip button when you're watching on streaming or if you got a DVD on or whatever the deal is? Or do you say, no way, this is the one of the best parts of the show is the intro? Like Miami Vice was an answer we just got a minute ago. That's true. That's sometimes the episode was not nearly as much fun as seeing that shot of the city and the neon lights and, oh, yeah, the car chase at the beginning, you know?
Text from 7764 said Quantum Leap.
Yeah, sure.
It's good.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a theme song, although Quantum Leap does have a good theme song. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I can definitely picture.
You can see the sequence.
Dr. Sam Beckett travels back in time. You know,
good.
When they do a little recap of, I just gave myself goosebumps. They do a little recap of what the show is. Those are always some of the best intros.
Yeah.
Know?
Bob said The Simpsons.
Okay.
I used to love watching The Simpsons, and Bart, when he's writing on the chalkboard, was always writing something different in every single episode. So he was being punished for something else.
Sure.
I loved it. And Sean said, Cops.
bad boys. What you gonna do? I would guess about 50% of the episodes filmed right here in New Jersey.
Probably.
Hi, it's a boss. Thanks for holding.
We got the best baseline, Barney Miller.
Oh, sure. We were just talking about Hal Linden. It was his birthday this week. He's 92, believe it or not.
Wow, 92. I'm
glad he's around, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That is always better to be above ground than under. Talk about down under or up above, right? Thanks for your answers. We'll keep that going on the Text Connect all day. Your favorite TV show intro, you never skip it. 732-774-4444 or on the Facebook anytime.